Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around the school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 91.7WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.
Hi, and welcome back to the 91.7 WEEM WEEM Weekly Podcast. I'm Brooklyn Schuyler, and I'm joined by
Jackie Brown.
And this is going to be our sixth episode, and in this episode, we are talking about the drama and theater play production, all that stuff. So what is this play going to be about?
Well, it's called All Shook Up, and it is based on the music of Elvis Presley. And I would say probably the best description would be kind of Footloose meets the 50s.
Yeah.
The town mayor has outlawed rock and roll. And so this roustabout comes to town that sounds a lot like Elvis and gets the town back in the spirit of love and happiness, I guess.
Yeah, so a lot like Footloose.
Uh-huh.
I've only watched a little bit of Footloose, but that definitely sounds like it. That's really cool. How do you guys prepare for a play?
Well, we auditioned clear back in September, and then we've been having rehearsals with the kids, learning lines, blocking where they're to go, dance moves, singing. They have vocal rehearsals, as well as my tech theater classes have been building the scenes. We have a museum. We have a car garage. We have a shoe store. We have an abandoned amusement park that we've had to build, as well as they're currently building and finishing up a school bus or a Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
So that's a lot, and costuming and all of that.
That's a lot. How long does this process typically take?
For a musical, usually 2 or 3 months. It depends. This one's pretty fast because mm-hmm. we just wrapped the fall play the first week of September. And so then it gave us really just part of September and October to prepare, because you got a week of fall break in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cut us a little tight this time, but yeah, we're getting there.
Speaking of the fall play, I totally forgot that it was called the fall play. I was like, I don't know if it's like the summer play or what's happening, but what was that like since it was at the very beginning of the year?
That one's a little more challenging because we audition in July.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's upperclassmen, and they're aware that it's going on, so they audition. It's what we call a straight play, meaning there's no music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually a smaller cast. And that's a challenge in that you don't have as long to practice. And we built a complete house, two-story house,
yes,
in about 3 weeks.
That's
crazy. And then after this, we had to wait till after the band concluded their concert last week to start loading in our things for this show. So it's usually a quick turnaround on all of it.
Yeah. And is this all in class, or do you guys do things out of class?
Typically, we do it during class for the tech building and such. Now, the actual performance things are kids that aren't even in class, or I don't even have in class.
Oh, wow.
But the building is usually from my class, tech theater class. But because this one was a shortened time frame, we had the last two Saturdays, we've had what we call work days. And then this past week, because the choir was rehearsing, we had work days after school.
Mm-hmm.
And so our kids would come down and build or paint or sew or whatever we needed.
How do classes work if some of the students might not be in a class? Like, how do you guys practice the play within a class, or is it?
No, all rehearsals for the plays and musicals occur outside of class because we have so many kids that aren't involved in one of my classes. And so we will rehearse usually in the evenings for a couple of hours each night. And it gives them a little break and something fun to do.
Yeah, definitely. What does the setting up look like? Is it something that you guys do right before? Does it take? I know you said that you've kind of had to wait since the choir, but
yeah, we've gotten pretty much the scenery kinds of things in process or almost done. on the weekend, like tomorrow, we will set up all of the microphones, monitors. We have to set up a TV monitor so that the music director will be off stage, camera on him, and then it sends that feed to the front of the stage. So as the singers sing, he can direct them.
Oh, wow.
And so we do all of that. And we'll be getting ready with the costuming and ironing them up one last time, that kind of last minute stuff.
Yeah. And what's it like selecting a play? How did you get to this play?
Well, that's always a challenge because you want something that you think audiences will want to come see, because the whole point is, you know, to make money and keep the program flowing. And so we will try to pick things we think audiences will like and that kids want to be a part of. And we thought Elvis was one that, okay, they're going to know that music.
Yeah.
And we know that the audiences, all those parents and grandparents know Elvis.
Oh, yeah. They're
so
love it.
That really played into the selection. And then for the spring, we're doing The Music Man, which is a classic from the 1950s, but just was on Broadway as a revival. So most of my theater kids were really excited about that.
Yeah. And I definitely think, like, Elvis, it was one that I was like, oh, I've never heard his music because I just haven't ever listened to that. But I was so surprised that so many kids had. And they were like, oh, I love Elvis. I was like, wow.
Well, and you might be surprised if you get to come, you'll say, oh, I didn't know that was, I didn't know that was Elvis. Because sometimes there are so many songs. This show has about 25 of his biggest hits.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Is it mostly song throughout the whole play? Is there acting and songs? Or?
There's a storyline, and then they will break into song,
yeah.
You know. That's what makes it fun. And some of the numbers are such that they have danced to them. Others, they just are moving around to the what's going on in the song.
And speaking of the storyline, could you tell us a little more about the storyline and what exactly we'll see there?
The whole town is just so depressed. One of the opening songs is Heartbreak Hotel because they just are all sad and nothing's too happy. And then this guy comes to town on his motorcycle, and we do have a legit motorcycle.
Wow.
And he comes to town and he's like, "You seriously, you don't dance, you don't sing?" And no, they, you know, it's outlawed. And he says, "Oh, you've got to start doing that." And then through the course of that, you love relationships start developing.
I heard there were a lot of love triangles.
Yes, yes.
Awesome. Well, what does the casting process look like for you especially, but the students too?
When they get ready to audition, we have an open audition, which means anyone in the school can audition. You don't have to be in a class. You don't ever have to have ever had a class. And you sign up. It takes about 5 minutes. They come in. They sing a song for us so we can hear their voice and make sure they have some musicality. Yeah. And then they'll read something from the script. And then sometimes we'll call back. This time we called back, I would say about 8. We called back to hear them a second time with a song from the show. And then once you do that, you cast everybody. We ended up with a cast of about 50 kids who are participating.
Oh, wow.
So, and we had to cut a few, but still a good number of kids represented. And it always makes me happy because there are so many kids from so many different areas.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have kids in the FFA. We'll have kids that almost every sport represented that just, hey, this will be fun and I think I'll do it. And it's not like, oh boy, I'm going to be an actor when I get out of high school.
Yeah.
It's just, this will be fun. And I really do feel like they think it's a family. You know, we try to, no matter who you are and no matter how weird you are, everybody fits in. And we have a motto, be kind or be quiet. So that's kind of it.
Yeah, and I went to the last play that you guys had, and I saw two, Gracie and Dawson, who are in radio, and I had no clue, and I was like, wow, I would have never guessed that they would be in.
Both of them have been doing it off and on. Dawson, a matter of fact, mentioned to me the other day, He has been in every single play since he was a freshman.
Oh, wow.
And the very first play we did, he was cast, and he's the only freshman that was cast in that. So I said, well, you've got a long history of that. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I sat down with Daniel, I think on Wednesday, and he was like, there's definitely a place for everybody, which is super cool.
Well, it is. And we do have some that say, I don't want to be on stage.
Yeah.
And they run the lights or the sound, or they pull a curtain or move a furniture. And so if you want to participate, we will find something for you to do and let you be a part of it.
Definitely. Well, that is all the time that we have. So thank you so much for sitting down with me and filming this podcast.
I appreciate you having me, and hopefully some people will come see the show.
Yeah. And do you know the play dates?
Yes. It's the November 10th and 11th at 7. And then on the 12th, it's at 1:30. So it's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So after you go to the Christmas parade downtown Pendleton, you can head up and see the play.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, make sure to go get tickets at Pendleton Players. And
you can buy them at the door.
Awesome. But yeah, that'll end it for this segment of our podcast. So bye-bye.
Now here is a short promotion before our next interview.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Welcome back to another segment of WEEM Weekly. This is the second segment for this episode, the theater episode, all about All Shook Up. I got it right that time. So this is the second interview. You guys probably just saw Brooklyn with Miss B. And this is my own segment, which I guess it's exciting. I should call it exciting. I don't know if I'm that excited, though. I'm tired.
Why are you not excited? That's rude.
It happens.
Okay.
Oh, well. So this is Caitlin Cowan. Go ahead and tell us a little about yourself.
I'm a junior. I've been in the Pendleton Players program for 3 years now since a freshman, and I am also in radio. I'm the assistant director of the programming department.
Look at that. You've probably heard her if you're paying attention to this.
Yes.
So how long have you been in theater?
I've been in theater since freshman year. However, I've only been acting in the musicals, not the straight plays.
Mm-hmm.
So since freshman year, when COVID was still around, you know, we still have masks. So it was awkward, but I did costumes for Puffs. So
did you do any type of theater before high school?
Not really in middle school. In middle school, seventh grade, I did have my first ever job for working backstage. But elementary, yes, for the last 3 years, fourth, fifth, and sixth, I did theater. So I do have quite a bit of experience.
Well, that's always fun then.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about being in theater?
I love the community. I love how everyone is basically almost like the same. We are all like weird, kind of. We get made fun of a lot, but like the theater department is so fun, and I just love the community and the little family we have. And that's like the number one reason why I love theater so much is I have my people. Other than radio, I found my people, especially in high school, which is hard to do, but it's very fun.
So it's more close-knit. You're not dealing with issues of you don't know people,
right,
or these people just kind of are in their own sex. You're mm-hmm. all together because of this one thing.
Right, exactly. And especially like with me and Daniel. Daniel and I went to elementary school together, and so we knew each other. And so I kind of like brought him back to theater almost. Mm. And so, you know, I'm able to connect with people like that from elementary and middle school, so.
She says, Daniel, that's a little spoiler for the next segment. You'll get to see Daniel talking with Brooklyn. So stay tuned for that if you want to know more about Daniel. Mm-hmm. He's pretty interesting.
Yes, he is.
At least I think so. I haven't talked to him with him personally. Is there anything you don't like?
Honestly, the number one thing that annoys me is how late rehearsals are.
Mm-hmm.
So we have rehearsals from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. and it's just so late. I go to bed at 8, so my bedtime is so like back now because of rehearsal. And it's just the reason why we have it so late is because of choir. Choir really does affect theater so much, and that's why I really don't. That's the only thing I don't like. Another thing is, although I love everyone in theater, they talk a little too much and we can't really get our work done. So that's why we've had a little bit delay, especially with All Shook Up and just this year in general. It's because people won't stop talking and everything was just scheduled weirdly this time. But that's, other than that, I still love it so much.
It's a bunch of chatty people.
Yep.
And choir's also at fault for the dislikes.
Yes.
Who could have guessed?
That's why I retired.
What performances have you been a part of in the past? Like, aside from All Shook Up.
Aside from All Shook Up, I helped backstage with Puffs. I helped backstage with Lend Me a Tenor. I helped backstage with Noises Off. Those are the straight plays. And then for the musicals, I was in All Together Now, Mamma Mia, sophomore year, I'm blanking. What was that one called?
You can't think of
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
There we go.
Sorry. And then Back to the 80s.
Back to the 80s.
And now I'm in All Shook Up, and I'm most likely going to be in Music Man, and I can't wait for Music Man. I did that in sixth grade, and I was Ethel Toffelmeyer, and you best believe I'm trying to get my old part back. I can't wait.
Trying to bring back the repeat performance.
Yes, I'm so excited.
So what can you tell us about All Shook Up?
So All Shook Up, it starts off with this prisoner, and he basically like not escapes, but he gets let go. And so he, like, you know, as he's traveling away from the prison, he comes across this very depressing town. And the reason why it's so depressing is because they have a very strict mayor. She doesn't allow PDA. She doesn't allow tight leather pants. She doesn't allow music or dancing. So it kind of sounds like Footloose almost. But it's all Elvis Presley music. And the thing about 80s last year is it was all 80s music. Yes, but we didn't really have much of a plot. I mean, that's what a jukebox musical is. It's all same genre or same artists in a musical. But All Shook Up is all Elvis Presley, and it does actually have a story. So it kind of just follows along Chad. His name is Chad, and how he basically uplifts this town's spirits. This has to be the most funnest fall musical I've ever been in, but also the most confusing because everyone is falling in love with each other and I can't keep up. Like, even though I'm in it, I'm just like, who is in love with this person now? I don't know, but it's so fun. I love it.
So essentially it's Footloose, but his name's Chad and it's Elvis themed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing here.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, that sounds exciting.
It is very exciting.
I like Elvis music personally, so I'll probably go. And talking about going, the dates are the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Yes.
10th and 11th at 7:30 yep. p.m., not a.m. And the 12th is at 1:30 p.m.,
yep.
which is a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday.
And tickets are $10 for adults and $8 for students. But all of the 18 tickets...
18 and under.
Right, 18 and under. But all of the tickets for the staff, for school staff, like the teachers, white hair can come for free. Everyone
really?
Is for free. That's what Miss V does. She. That's why always Miss Fawcett comes to our performances. Mr. Whitehair can come, you know. So it's
I'm
always for free.
I'm pretty sure I'm teacher staff. I'm 90% sure.
No, Sam, you are
unfortunate.
Not.
Tickets can be bought online at PeletonPlayers.com or at the door.
Yes, they can.
Which is exciting. Although I would recommend buying online because it's just getting quicker.
And you also get better seats online.
True. So, that's always true.
Yes.
Why do you think other students or the incoming freshmen, current eighth graders, should join the theater?
When I was a freshman, I knew I wanted to do theater. However, before I actually got into theater, I felt so alone and so lost. I was just like, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. And the number one place that I found to be home was theater. So especially for like the quiet kids, theater helps you grow so much. I mean, I have grown, even though I am in radio too, that's also helped me grow. But theater has definitely helped me grow in socializing and just being able to interact with other people unconfidently sometimes. So theater is just, you know, you can be your weird self and no one will care. That's what I love so much, is you can do whatever you want and people will like it or just don't care. And honestly, that is kind of high school, but you get more judged in like high school. So theater is more freedom. So,
yeah, I can see that. High school is very judgmental, but theater allows you to just be open, be friends with people, just be yourself and be weird and quirky and whatever else list of adjectives I can't think of.
And it can literally fit your character too, so it's even more fun.
Yeah. Can you tell us anything about the future upcoming performances after All Shook Up?
So after All Shook Up, we are going to be doing The Music Man, and a brief abbreviation on The Music Man. It's almost the same thing as All Shook Up. There's this salesman who goes to a town, kind of a depressing town almost, and he's like, let's have a kids band because this town needs like some music. However, he is like a fraud. He is that kind of salesman that is just trying to get money.
Yeah.
And so he ends up falling in love with the librarian, who is the most uptight person you meet. Of course, he falls in love with her. And so it's just this really fun story. And my character that I played, Ethel Toffelmeyer, you know, she doesn't have like a big impact on the story. She's just one of the side characters, which I loved doing. So it is almost the same thing as All Shook Up, but it's really fun. And I can't wait for it. That was the only good part of sixth grade was Music Man. So the fact that we're doing a full version, and especially after Hugh Jackman was in it, you know, I'm so excited.
Hugh Jackman.
I'm sorry.
I don't mind you calling him Hugh Jackman, but he is huge.
I mean, he's pretty tall. I've never seen him in real life, but
he's actually shorter build.
Oh. He's Australian. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty
Miss
cool.
Miss B loves him to death. I don't know that much. I just know he was in Greatest Showman.
He was, and he was Wolverine.
Yes.
All right, we're spiraling, and we have reached the time. So I would like to thank everyone for listening to this segment of Weem Weekly. Brooklyn will be back on after this with Daniel, who we mentioned earlier. And Caitlin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now here is a short promotion before our next interview.
Join Sam Duffer,
Layla Reef,
and Gracie Wolf
every Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
where we make sure that all your afternoons are news-filled and fun.
Spill the tea. Get a recap of the day and a good laugh.
Tune in to the Arabian Stampede here on 91.7 WEEM.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn Schuyler, and I'm a part of the 91.7 WEEM Weem Weekly podcast, and today I'm here with
Daniel Slabel, and I'm a junior here at Pendleton Heights High School.
Awesome, and we are going to be talking all about the drama classes, the upcoming play, theater, all of that. So, what is the play about?
Okay, so I won't go into too much detail, but basically, it is a jukebox musical, which a jukebox musical usually takes stuff from a creator of some sort, and it's usually just like musical remakes of a creator. And this one has a lot of Elvis songs, and it's called All Shook Up. And basically, this musical, I just has a whole bunch of love triangles and stuff. And yeah, it's really funny, and I won't go into too much detail about the plot, or for the time being.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just has a lot of Elvis songs sang by males and females in it. Goes through just like a whole bunch of funny love triangles. Yeah.
Is there any main characters that?
Yes. Okay. So there's like two main characters that the show kind of revolves around. And then there's like the two sidekicks of those characters. And the lead is Chad and Natalie. And Natalie's played by Nila Thompson. And then I am Chad. And it's been really fun. And that's where one of the little love triangles happens, because Dennis, which is Paris Loomis, there's kind of a triangle going on there where Dennis likes Natalie, but then Natalie falls in love with Chad, which is me. So it's like,
oh, wow.
So he's trying to win her over. And then there's the fourth character, which is kind of like a love square, actually, which is Sandra, and it's played by Rhea Conway. And it's funny because there's like a constant everyone's chasing each other love thing going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you guys prepare for a play? What's that look like?
Okay, so it's actually a lot of fun. It just depends. For example, like the fall plays, if you're in the cast of that, like it was my first opportunity to be in one for it was Noises Off. What you do originally is after the cast list comes out, if you got casted, you go do a cold read around a table and just read through it with the cast and get comfortable with everyone. And then this goes for musicals too now. Basically, it's like, you start doing rehearsals and you learn a lot of your music. And then when you learn your music, then you start staging it. And after you're done staging it, usually the staging and the music comes together. And then you have like a little scene going on. And then that's where the artistic masterpiece of Mrs. Brown comes in. And she's kind of like talking about what should happen and how you should act and what you should look like when you're singing a song. Or And then also Jim McGee, he's our music director. And he's great about like saying how you should sing stuff and giving you opportunities of how to sing it, like open to your eye and how you think it should be viewed.
And I definitely think that we will be getting some of that insight on Mrs. Brown because I think we're interviewing her too.
Oh, yeah.
So what is, I guess, an average day being in, I'm guessing, a theater class look like?
Yeah. So it's actually really, really fun. I think the acting environment is very open to everyone and it sort of incorporates people from all different types of environments. Like, especially, I'd say, after you do theater arts, the people that are interested are usually people that have some sort of an interest in being in acting first period. It's just really fun because there's kids who have never stepped foot like in front of people except for like a presentation in fifth grade about history or something. And then there's people who have been on stage for a long time. Like, I know Alacia. Alacia has been doing theater like her whole life, and she's in there and she has fun. And I'm fairly new. It's just been like, this is like my second year of high school theater. And it's been great, and I think that class, it just kind of makes people feel comfortable and welcome, and it's a great opportunity for a lot of people to participate in.
And then do you guys do things after school too, or is it mostly in school?
Yeah, so for that class, actually, there is the kind of stuff you're doing after school is more like practicing a monologue or stuff like that, or the acting sometimes incorporates with the musicals and stuff because you might talk about the musicals in class, and then, like, for example, like, I'll give a quick little spoiler thing for the show, but there's this cool leather jacket that I'm wearing. And basically Mrs. Brown was like, hey, the leather jacket's here. And then I got to try that on and she's like, yeah, we'll look at that after school. And then it kind of connects if you're in her musicals and shows because you can kind of have fun and vibe with her when you're talking about shows and musicals. Yeah.
And do you guys do anything with like setting up for the, as in like building the props and stuff, or is that a whole different?
Okay, so that is actually tech theater. And so after you take the class theater arts, you can go into acting or tech theater. And I think you can do acting without theater arts. Usually it's not recommended or something. But so tech theater is sort of like a setup in which people will come together. And it's people from a lot of different backgrounds, too. Like, there's some people who do carpentry and they're helping. Like, I know Parker Brown, he loves that kind of stuff. And he's been helping his entire life. And he's really good at setting up sets and stuff, but there's that class, which is tech theater, and they usually set up set design and everything, and they also work with lights and all that sorts. And then there's sometimes build days on Saturdays where a lot of people can come help that she dresses and knows and stuff. And it's where you just like kind of come together like a big weekend, spend 5 hours, eat food, have fun, and then set up the set. Yeah,
sounds really fun.
Yeah.
What do you think is your favorite part about the whole process?
Ooh, I'd say it's kind of just like, it's mostly towards the end, but it's just like looking back at how much like connections and bonds you've made with people. Like, I don't know. It's kind of interesting because there's people that like you were friends with, you're even good friends with before the show. And then it'll come down to a thing where it's like, you were like friends with them at first, but then at the end of the show, you're like hugging them and like, you're like, hey, you want to hang out next week? Stuff like that. Like, there's people when I went to, so Seven Brides was my first high school show, and that was last year, and that was the fall musical last year, so about a year ago today. It was like, I kind of joined theater not really knowing who I was or like what I wanted to go with life and stuff, and joining that and just having that group of like amazing guys, like I know Jackson and Dawson and Bryce Henderson and all those guys there. They were super funny and just like helped me in the environment with music and stuff, and it's really just about like the entirety of like bonding itself. And it's, I think it's just amazing to look back on everything and be like, man, a month ago, I didn't even know that person. And now I'm like laughing or they're picking me up or like, like throwing me on stage or punching me on stage. Like it's funny. But
So do you guys get to watch your plays afterwards?
Oh yeah. So there is a thing where, it usually comes after a while, but she has CDs and she edits them and like gets like the best clips and breasts from the, cause we do three shows. I mean, for the musicals, we do three, and like so it's like a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. And basically, we just look back on the shows on a CD that you can buy, and it goes through clips and stuff. I don't really know how she formats them differently for shows, but it's really interesting seeing how you can watch those and change as an actor and like change your dynamics and stuff. And I think they're really helpful, and I think it's a really sweet idea that Mrs. Brown had.
And I know you guys just had your All Shook Up. No, wait, not All Shook Up. The other play.
Noises Off.
Noises Off, yes. Yeah. Was that your summer play or like fall play?
So yeah, that works a little bit weird. So basically it's a small cast most of the time. And it works out like it's just going to be like people, usually not really incoming freshmen try out for it, because it's more of a thing where like if you're in the previous shows, you'll kind of like know the flow and you'll be like, hey, I want to try that out.
Yeah, it's kind of like a... like get to know the theater, kind of see what's coming.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, it's more of a like, okay, I kind of know the flow of the theater and I'm going to try out for the play. And there's no music obviously. And it's a lot of lines. Like I know Connor, he had so many lines that Noises Off. It was crazy. And I mean, even as like an actor who's done it for a bit, like even like I don't think I could tackle that. And I think it really just takes like experienced actors for that one. And, It's still a struggle for some people, and it was really, really fun. And that just happens at the end of summer, you audition, and then that end of summer auditions connect into the school year. And then you mostly rehearse like during the school year, like the start of August. And then it comes together as a fun little show. And I think in particular, like that small cast, like I've bonded with them more than like I have in my entire like high school career. Like it was so fun and funny. And I think it just comes from like, and all these people in their different backgrounds, and it's just like acting as characters on stage just makes you appreciate each other differently because it's like we're also different but we're also similar in the same way.
And the cast was so funny. I loved the cast of this last play. We had two radio kids in there too, and I was so amazed. I was like, how do they do both of it? I know you mentioned about being in the play. What was your role in the last play?
Okay, so my role is funny. That was the guy that had no pants. So basically, what happened was his name is Freddie or Frederick, and he played. So the play is weird. It was a play within a play.
Yeah.
So like, my character outside of the play in the play was Frederick, and then like inside the play of the play, his name was Philip. Which it was a really, really like unique acting experience because I never like played a dynamic where I had to play two characters inside of it. I don't know. And then especially with the accents on top of everything, it was really fun. And like, so Freddie was kind of this like dumb, like lightheaded. He just kind of like would always, he'd get sick and have bloody noses constantly. And he'd just be a really sweet guy. And then Philip, he had to play like when I was playing Philip, which is Freddie playing Philip or whatnot. He basically would be like the suave kind of cool guy. And he'd have to be like, this guy, he's trying to evade his taxes. it was funny, and it was a really unique experience, and I enjoyed it a lot.
And I definitely think that Noises Off, it was like a play where the characters were messing up so much. It was such a good play for like the beginning of the year, because you would have never noticed if like somebody actually messed up. So it's kind of like a safety net in case something were to happen, obviously.
Yeah, and something funny about that was like, during our shows, like this is a secret, Mrs. Brown doesn't hear this. So basically, we were messing up so much because it was super difficult that like it just went with the show, and like it was mostly just a problem because it's like staging wise, it takes like so much brain power, and we're high schoolers. So I mean, I don't know. There's some funny stuff like just because you're like running around and stuff, sometimes some stuff will get caught. Like it was funny, so I had to take off like my pants by the upstairs like during. I think it was the Sunday show. And my shoe came off, and then like Nila was like pulling my shoe off, and I was like jumping with one foot up, and that wasn't intentional. And I think it just works well because the more show goes on, the more you fit into your character.
Yeah,
and that's just something that goes for any show, even musicals. Like usually during by the last show, you're going to be very so enticed and like knowing your character that you're going to be like kind of like becoming your character within those 3 days. Like it's really fun.
Yeah. Just Thomas Brown. It was improv.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. She doesn't know.
Exactly. Well, we are out of time, unfortunately,
yes,
but coming up next is going to be another podcast from Sam. And then I will be sitting down with Miss Brown, which will be great. We'll get some more of the technical stuff. But thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it so much.
This was very fun. So thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Now here is a short promotion before our next interview.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to this section of the Weem Weekly podcast. We are talking about theater, specifically their current production, All Noise Is Off. I believe that's what's... No, sorry. All Noise Is Off was the last one. It's All Shook Up. I apologize. I am not the smartest sometimes. So I am joined by the lovely...
Parker Brown.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, like grade, extracurriculars outside of theater...
Well, I'm a senior this year. Outside of theater, I don't really do much because I'm currently the president of the theater club this year. And so I am pretty heavily involved in that, making sure things run smoothly, kind of, and just being involved and helping out, building sets and just being at rehearsals. So there's not all that much time for other things, at least for me, but for others, there's plenty of time to do stuff.
You dedicate all your time to theater for the most part.
Yes.
Almost like I dedicate all my time to radio.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't blame you there. If you like what you like, then that's what you're sticking to.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in theater?
Well, I've been involved in at least the technical side of theater since about sixth grade, which is where I started doing lighting. I started out there, and then in at least the last year, maybe year and a half, I've transitioned from doing lighting to doing more grip work and construction work and just building the sets and moving stuff on and off.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but my family's pretty heavily involved in the theater department. So my mom did theater at East Elementary. My grandma has done theater. My sister does theater. So it's just kind of been a part of my life.
It's just an entire family aspect. It's almost hereditary if you think about it.
Yeah.
What do you like about being in theater?
I like the fact that, yeah, sure, many people think like, oh, it's mostly acting. You have to be in front of people. But there's a good amount of you don't be seen. You're backstage doing stuff. And there's a lot of handiwork, I guess. It's a lot of hands-on stuff, which I really enjoy because I still do a little bit of lighting work, and I have spent just a full hour just taking apart one of the lights to figure out, oh, what's wrong with it, and put it back together. It's nice being able to just sit down and have something to tinker on, I guess, and just work at it. It's nice to have something to do with my hands and gives my brain a rest from, well, school.
Yeah, it's not all just acting. It's a lot of manual work that goes into it.
Yeah.
Which that's always nice. You don't have to be in front of people, and you get to just tinker and do stuff without a whole lot of thinking. Like you said, you just kind of wind down by doing it almost.
Yeah.
Is there anything you don't like?
Not much that I can think of. I mean, sometimes it's a little tricky figuring out how you're going to do something or how you're going to make that work, or untangling wires is kind of tricky because they're massive cables and they're all wrapped in one another.
It's like Christmas lights.
Yeah, it's a lot like Christmas lights. It's just that part's kind of tricky, but I mean, it's just another part of it. It's you got to do it sometimes.
It's just a part of the experience almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do the fun stuff, you got to do the difficult stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What performances have you been a part of in the past?
Well, I've been a part of, acting-wise, when I was a kid, I was a part of The Wizard of Oz, which was done here. I was a part of Back to the 80s when we did it the first time. I was Yoda, mm-hmm. which last year we did it again, and I was Obi-Wan, and my little brother was Yoda. So I had to help walk him out to hand out the lightsaber. And
yeah.
So that was cool. Most of the other shows I've been backstage. So Mamma Mia, I did lights for Mamma Mia. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers we did last year about this time. I was backstage and I was on stage. I was one of the dads, I think. So that was very fun to do. With Noises Off, I was also backstage. I'm fly rail manager and assistant stage manager. So I'm typically in charge of the grips and I say, hey, okay, it's time to move this on. We need to move that off. We got to get this moved around. And with Noises Off, it was a little tricky because, I mean, there were only two times we had to move something on or off, and that was when we flipped the entire set twice, which that took a lot of coordination to do without hitting into the curtains or hitting someone. You had to get the whole thing flipped, and then you had to do it again after the end of that act. But it was enjoyable, very enjoyable, I'd say. Yeah, just a lot of working on stuff.
Yeah, it was just enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what can you tell us about All Shook Up?
All Shook Up is what's known as a jukebox musical. So it takes songs or set playlist or something like that from a certain artist or genre, and it groups them all together and it builds a story around the songs. Mm-hmm. So a very popular and famous one is Mamma Mia, which it takes the music from ABBA and then just adds a story to it and has the song sprinkled throughout. All Shook Up is Elvis music. So it's Can't Help Falling in Love, I Have a Dream, I think that's one of the songs. Many of his other songs, it's a lot of his more famous songs that are in it. So it's the music's enjoyable. Story is pretty good too. It's about a guy who is supposed to represent Elvis, I guess, in a way, coming to a town and kind of showing them the music, kind of like Footloose in a way, but Elvis music. So
Elvis.
Yeah. And he shows them, hey, it's good to sing and dance and it's good to have fun.
Yeah.
It's good fun. There's one part in it which something me and one of my friends have been working on, Connor Sully. We do a lot of construction in there too. And one of the things we've worked on is someone has to dance on a bar. So we had to, from scratch, build a bar strong enough to hold someone and still look good.
Yeah.
So that's something we wrapped that up today. It just needs a little bit of paint work to be finished, but that's good. It's just a lot of, oh, this person needs help discovering, oh, it's okay to do this and it's okay to do that. Like, it's good to dance. Or one character has an overbearing mother who wants him to go to a military academy, but he falls in love with a girl and he decides to stay. And then that leads to its own chain of events. It's a good story, I'd say.
It sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. And the dates, for anyone wondering, is the 10th and 11th at 7:30 p.m. and the 12th at 1:30 p.m. And the price is, of course, $10 admission, $8 for students, 18 and under. The tickets can be found online at peltonplayers.com or can be bought at the door. Just thought I'd drop that little, if you want to go, here's the information. Are you excited for it?
Yeah, I'd say I'm excited for it. It's a lot of set pieces, so moving stuff on and off is going to be a little tricky, and there's a lot of things we're taking in and out.
Yeah.
From the rafters, I guess, and so that's going to be a little tricky, but it's going to be enjoyable. The shows are always enjoyable because you just have fun with everyone. It's a great experience. You have fun, and then afterwards, you go to a cast party, go to, like, used to go to Steak and Shake, but
yeah,
Steak and Shake closed down. So
that's true. There was a group that went to IHOP a few years back, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. IHOP used to be a real good place to go, but we had a few years where IHOP didn't work out so well. So
yeah.
I've been working on finding new places to go and stuff like that. So it's been interesting looking for places. I think I've figured out where we're going to go and all that. And so I've got it worked out, I think, pretty good. So,
yeah.
But it's always fun because you're just hanging out with a bunch of your friends and
you're hanging out, you got food, and it's just a great time.
Yeah.
Why do you think students or even the incoming freshmen should join in on theater?
Well, it's a great experience. It's very fun. There's something for everyone there. It's not, like I said, just acting and singing, which, I mean, there's still an aspect of that there.
Yeah.
So people who do like to act and sing can come, act, sing, have fun with that. But there's also the construction side of it where you're having to build the sets and building things such as the bar that I mentioned. Or there's also the lighting aspect. So if someone wants to look more into a technical side, like electrician, like someone interested in that or someone interested in just a hands-on job, it's a great place for that. There's also the sound and the just great sense of community there is. Everyone's pretty friendly and welcoming there. So it's a great place to be and hang out and just enjoy your time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's nice. And for anyone who wants to do that, you should definitely go out, join theater, or at least give it a try. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not as good as radio, but it's still up there as one of the best ones.
Well,
that might be my bias speaking a little there. Anyway, this is the end of this episode of Weem Weekly. So we hope you enjoyed. I am Sam Duffer. You saw Brooklyn Skyler earlier with her segments. And this is Parker Brown. And thank you for coming out to join us. We hope you guys have a great day. We hope you have a great day. We'll see you guys later. Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917weem.org or wherever podcasts can be found.